I was also in attendance for the Tennessee game. I've been a part of some good moments in Arkansas sports history, so that is definitely one that goes down in history. In fact, a poll that was conducted a couple of years ago, it was named the most memorable moment in the 15 years of Baum Stadium by Razorback fans. That was a poll done in May of 2011. Razorbacks, of course, back underway for the 2013 season now, 2-1 over the weekend. And some of you might be wondering, whatever happened to old Brady Toups, the guy who hit that home run? One of the most exciting moments in Baum Stadium history, probably the most exciting moment in Baum history. Well, we set out to find out. That's what we do here in the zone, you see. All right, we bring into the zone now on the Revolution Hotline Brady Toups, former Razorback catcher and currently living in Nashville, Tennessee. Brady, welcome. How are you, man?
Doing great. Good to be with you guys.
Good to have you on. Do you get goosebumps like we do when you hear Chuck's call of that home run from 2004?
I do sometimes. I still do a few times. It's been a great memory to reflect back on. And sometimes I watch the video thinking, That is a really cool moment. I can't believe it was actually me.
So before we get into that moment and Razorback baseball in general, I want to find out what you're up to now. And I had a chance to catch up with Brady last week a little bit and kind of find out what he's been up to since getting out of baseball. But I guess let's start with, you know, your graduation from Arkansas and you know, what you went into. I guess you had a brief stint in the minors, but just kind of walk us through that and talk to us about what you're up to now.
I did, yeah. Well, it took me about 7.5 years to actually finally graduate from Arkansas. After my fourth year in 04, when we went to the World Series, when the season ended, I went to the St. Louis Cardinals minor league organization, played 04, 05, 06, and in 06, while playing in the Florida State League, West Palm Beach Cardinals, I got released and from minor league baseball, and it's a fateful day where they call you in the office and sit you down and give you the spiel that it's the hardest job a manager has to have. And sorry, but the organization has made a change. We got to let you go. And from there, I tried to figure out what was next for me. So took a few road trips and talked to a lot of people. And at that point, started to shift and thinking of, well, maybe I want to do some music. And that's kind of the journey I've been on for the last about 4 or 5 years.
Now, have you been in Nashville the whole time doing the music thing?
I lived in Kansas City during my years in the Cardinals organization in the off season, and I moved to Nashville about I've been in and out of Nashville the last 2 or 3 years working on different projects, writing, recording. Really been here for the last year to 2 years pretty consistently in the midst of traveling. Been a great play.
Brady Toups joining us on the Revolution Hotline. We'll talk more about the music coming up, and I'm looking back at these moments, and maybe you remember this. I'm sure they talked to you about the time this came out back in 2011. Number two on the list was the sweeping of Florida State in the Super Regional to get to the College World Series. 2004 was a pretty special year, and for you, I'm sure it was pretty special to be part of it.
Oh, it was incredible. You know, I remember we were picked to finish 11th out of 12 in the SEC that year. We were pre-ranked 80th in the nation. You know, it was the second year of Coach Van Horn, and we had a bunch of scrappers, some guys who played hard, great team chemistry, and with the right combination of guys, it was a unique year. And I don't know if any of us thought that we would go that far, but there were definitely a lot of special moments. I remember we dogpiled three times. We won the SEC against Auburn, and the last day of the regular season, we beat obviously Wichita State in the regional, and then Super Angels beats Florida State. And I think back in that year with great fondness, for sure.
And all this happening around the time where you were drafted by the Cardinals that year in the 10th round, which is, you know, it's a pretty high draft choice considering there's 40 rounds. And yeah, all these dog piles and knowing you're going to have a professional career, that you know, 3-4 week period must have felt like you were on top of the world.
Well, even smaller than that time period, the grand slam that everyone talks about happened on a Sunday, I don't know, in the afternoon, and the next morning was when I was actually drafted by the Cardinals. Mm. So even a 24-hour period right there was about as crazy as anything I'd ever experienced.
King
sure.
of the world!
Exactly. So Brady Tubbs joining us on the Revolution Hotline, former Razorback catcher. So do you remember back specifically, I mean, going through that at-bat at all, or does it all kind of blend together?
You know, it's funny. It was one of those moments that honestly felt like slow motion. And I can think back to my career and remember a handful of things. I'll actually have conversations with my dad, and I've completely blocked out full-on sections of my career as far as high school, you know, college. But there's a few moments that actually stick out quite a bit, and that was one of them. You know, I remember, because it was such a huge moment, I remember walking to the plate thinking, this is the biggest moment of my entire life right now. And
you're thinking, you know, that as you're walking out?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, there's 6,000 people standing in their feet. Bomb Stadium. This is my final year. The draft was the next day. We're down by 2 in the 9th inning against Wichita State. I mean, I thought to myself, this is pretty intense right now.
It's hard to believe that, so, you're able to think that going out there and still able to perform. It's amazing. I mean, I would think that sounds like you were, you know, I would be getting overwhelmed if I realized at that moment that it was such a huge moment. I think you tried to sort of downplay it. I guess you went the other way.
Well, you know, I would still agree that I was probably the most nervous person in the entire stadium. Well, maybe besides my mom and my little sister.
Yeah.
But man, it was in that moment. My first thought was, don't roll over on a changeup and ground to the second baseman on the first pitch and end your season. That was my first thought.
Wow.
And then I started thinking to myself. I started thinking, you can't think negative thoughts in this situation. You got to think positive, right?
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, the only thing I could remember in that moment was what my dad told me all growing up. He just said, see a good pitch and hit it. And so I remember thinking, well, the very first pitch might be the only good pitch I see all at bat. And it was actually the pitch I ended up swinging at and getting lucky on.
First pitch, fastball, right there for you.
It was actually a changeup middle away, and I remember during the swing. Well, you know, the crazy thing is, when I stepped in the box, I was thinking to myself, "Okay, look like a big leaguer, hit like a big leaguer." I was trying to convince myself anything to be able to kind of embrace the moment. And I'd had a lot of big moments before then throughout my career. You know, I'd done well in high intensity situations, and so. I was used to it, but I don't think you're ever really used to it as far as moments like that. But I remember looking down at my feet, and it was funny because right before the pitch came, as I looked, stepped in the box, I this phrase went through my mind, and it was a phrase that said, this is what you were born for. And some people might think I'm crazy, but I was like, that's what I heard in my head, and then the home run happened.
Bro, you got a lot of things going on in your head in a moment like that. That's hard to believe. You know, I think about the Bull Durham moment where he's getting on himself going, get out of your head, get out of here. What are you, crazy? Get out of the box, you know? It's like you're trying to clear your head and focus, and you're obviously talking to yourself. You're having a pretty lengthy conversation with yourself.
Oh, yeah, and there was probably another 5 pages of things that I thought about in those moments as well. It's eerily quiet, but it's loud at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Quite interesting moments, and I'm really thankful to have been a part of it, for sure.
Brady,
it definitely makes my memories going back to Bomb Stadium quite enjoyable, and the times going. People think that I'm actually a home run hitter, but I actually was a legendary power hitter, and it wasn't quite like that.
How many home runs did you hit that year?
That was my fourth home run of the year, and I ended up hitting 5.
Okay. Brady Tubbs joining us on the Revolution Hotline. talking about 2004, his life now, and we'll talk more about the music in a minute. I want to talk to you about Dave Van Horn before we get into that. Like you said, it was his second year there, and I think everybody knew it was coming from seeing what he did at Nebraska, knowing that it was kind of, you know, having the hometown guy come back. So that was, it was certainly a lot of good feeling around it, and that was a very special year. As a man, as a coach, I guess, what are your lasting impressions of him? What I always say about Dave Van Horn is he's intimidating. He scares me a little bit, but I would drop my kids off up there and let him raise them. I know he'd do a good job with them. So what kind of relationship did you have with him, and what do you think of him as a coach and as a man, and how that relationship was with you?
I love Coach Van Horn. I think he's a phenomenal baseball coach, of course. He demands a lot from his player. He expects a lot from his player. He will push you to compete at the highest level. You know, I think in that context, you definitely have to learn how to mature as a person and a player quite fast to be able to succeed in that program. But he definitely has the credentials and the history of success to point that he's doing something right.
You know,
so,
I was just saying, one of the things that makes him such a great coach, and not to take away from any of his coaching ability, is Dave Joran is such a, he's a fantastic pitching coach. And obviously as a catcher, you worked with him, you know, hand and foot. What was it like to work with Coach Joran and tell us about his impact on your career?
You know, the nice thing about the coaching staff is I think they complement each other well. I think, you know, like any program, there's different strengths and weaknesses within, you know, what each coach does and what each coach brings to the table. And there was a nice, well-rounded kind of coaching approach. Dave Joran is phenomenal. He's a phenomenal strategist. He's a phenomenal thinker. He knows the game as well as anybody. For me, Coach Joran was a coach that helped me actually believe in myself as a catcher, as a player. And that's something that's it's invaluable. He was phenomenal, and he really gave me the courage to embrace the leadership position on that team, as well as being a catcher. I'm really thankful for being listed under him.
Former Razorback Brady Toups joining us in the zone. You can check his website at bradytoups.com. Involved in music now in Nashville, and a new record coming in April. Talk to me about your music career, what you're into now, and for those who want to come see, you are performing, I guess, around Nashville, and also maybe going to be back in Arkansas at some point.
Yeah, I've been pursuing music for the last 4 or 5 years. I consider myself half singer-songwriter, half worship leader. I travel a considerable amount, leading worship at churches or retreats, summer camps. I do house shows. It's one of my favorite things to do. Or we just, people contact me, they reach out and say, hey, we'd love you for you to come. I say, hey, do you have a big enough living room? Can you invite 30 to 50 of your friends? And I play some songs and tell some stories. Music to me has always been something that I've done growing up, whether it was singing or playing a band or, you know, the guitar thing in college. And when I finished baseball, I thought to myself, well, what do I feel most alive doing? And music was the obvious choice. I didn't know how to pursue it. I had no idea. My parents are teachers. They said, go for it. We don't know how to help you, but go for it. We believe in you. And kind of for me, it was just a discovery, kind of a process of going, hey, let's give it a shot and see what happens. And, you know, here I am five years later in Nashville, and I get to write and record with phenomenal musicians, phenomenal songwriters. I get to rub elbows with all sorts of people in the industry who have really helped me improve my craft. And I love the approach of writing folk music, spiritual folk music, and with a little bit of soul. It's been an incredible journey. I'm actually in the midst of recording a new project right now. Hopefully, release it by April. I have a couple EPs up on iTunes, I'm still enjoying it. I don't have everything figured out, but it's been an incredible journey so far.
Almost sounds like spring training at in minor league baseball, you know, get a chance to rub elbows with the big leaguers and learn from them as best as you can, and see if you can apply that to your trade.
100%, and even more than that, it's the whole minor league travel regimen. You know, packing suitcases in and out of hotels, and you know, driving long miles, but it's been eerily similar. So I've logged probably 25 to 35,000 miles this past year, driving from Nashville to Michigan to Minnesota, out to the West Coast, all around the Midwest. It's definitely, I feel like I was trained well.
Hopefully you don't get just $15 a day to eat on, though.
Yeah, you're telling me.
Brady Toop's joining us on the Revolution Hotline. We'll let you go here in just a second. I was going to ask about your relationship with Arkansas baseball, how much you are able to get back, and how well you're able to follow them these days.
Yeah, I purposely try to set up a few music gigs throughout the spring. I usually make it back a couple weekends, try to find some good weekends to watch some SEC baseball. And, you know, they welcome me with open arms. I always, when I pass through Fayetteville, I'll try to watch and practice or you know, if it's not on the day of the game. But, you know, I have a great relationship with the coaching staff, Coach Jordan, Coach Van Horn, and even Coach Butler, who I didn't actually play for, but I think he's a phenomenal man, phenomenal coach. And they've done a great job of maintaining relationship and even bringing me in to speak a few times to the team in times where they've needed a bit of inspiration. I've come in and told my story, and the funny thing is it's actually always turned out well for them. I remember a couple years ago they went in and swept an SEC weekend. I can't remember who it was, but it was that weekend when they had a grand slam walk off in the bottom of the ninth. Jake, what's his name, was hitting. But, you know, anyway, really, really great. Really love the fans. They still remember it like it was yesterday. And every time I come back, they tell me the story of where they were.
Was this 2008?
When it happened. So, the other Grand Slam?
Yeah, the 2008 one with
I think it. Yeah.
Yeah, Jacob House, I guess. There was one there. And then
Jacob House, of course.
Yep. So, well, that's cool. Well, Brady, I'm glad to hear you're doing well. BradyToops.com is the website if you want to check out some of his music. We're actually going to play one of your songs going into our next break here. But good to catch up, man. And if you get back to Central Arkansas at all, let us know. We'll certainly let people know where you're going to be, and also look forward to maybe catching up with you when we come over for the SEC basketball tournament next month.
We'd love it. And if anybody wants to reach out to me, they can always contact me through my website, BradyToops.com. So I appreciate you guys doing this, and it was great talking with you.
Brady, thanks so much. Take care. Brady Toops.
It's really interesting. You know, he rode buses in the minor leagues for about 4 years, hoping that it would be, you know, the prelude to a major league career, and it really got him ready for, you know, try to build a music career in which there's just as much travel and just as much dues to pay.
Yeah, learn the hard way about being in the bus league, for sure.
That's for sure.
We're going to talk to Jeff Money Taylor, get picks on Oakland. It's a huge day down there, President's Day. We'll talk about that in just a second. This segment brought to you in part by my buddy Crazy Mike. Buy one entree, get one half off tonight at Crazy Mike's, and tomorrow night we are going to make an appearance. We've been so busy with different things, but tomorrow night it's going to be Kids Eat for $1.75 with a paid adult Tuesday.